Blog Talk Radio.
Just Us Youth Organization is on a mission to help eliminate the term at-risk youth by providing STEM, which means science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and entrepreneurship education through programs that encourage positive social development, increase educational opportunities, and economic security via media outlets. Our innovative TV show, Stay Focused Youth, is based on youth interviewing STEM professionals and business owners in their work environment. By becoming a youth, adult, or business member of the Just Us Youth Organization, you can receive discounted products and services from 33webs.com. Receive free advertising for your business or organization through our many donation options. Sponsor a student e-portfolio that highlights academic achievement and talent and have your logo displayed on their site as a supporter. As a sponsor, you can be interviewed on Stay Focused Youth TV, and you'll receive recognition and logo placement on our website and social media. We also provide a vehicle safety seminar and workshop, along with How to Extend Your Car Life book. If you would like to help our youth stay focused and inspired to become future leaders in the STEM and entrepreneurship field, or if you would like to purchase a How to Extend Your Car Life book, please contact the founder and president, Mr. Jonathan Smith, at 242-423-6539 at 701-639-0190 or email him at jesustv33@gmail.com. Find out how to get involved with a student e-portfolio today. Please visit our website at www.jes-us.org.
Hey, you, human being. Yeah, you. Did you realize we were made from the earth, the actual soil? You couldn't have realized that. Because if you would realize that, you wouldn't be putting chemicals on your skin. Because it's like putting chemicals in a plant. What do you put on a plant? Water, some sunlight, and sometimes plant food, depending on how stubborn the plant is. Same thing with our skin. Same thing with our hair. So check out my products, Shamika Body, Hair, and Face Butter Treats on Facebook, and view the price list, the product list, the pictures, and place your order on my email at Shamika Robinson, the number one, at outlook.com. Stop using chemicals. There is no such thing as eczema and all these ridiculous skin diseases that they're naming. It's called your body is responding to chemicals. So stop letting your body respond to chemicals and get nature involved with natural shea butters and cocoa butters and oils. Again, you were made from the earth, so stop fighting against your nature.
All right, we're here, and definitely going to be doing this show. Very excited about it because a lot of, you know, things we've been looking at in this world as being a regular person, sometimes you feel that, you know, we just got to get through life the best way we can, not knowing that we actually have control on how we get through it. And definitely the title of this, we'll talk a little bit on Kanye West. He definitely has a great song called Amazing, and I'm going to use that as a premise. And definitely build from that there, which I think he has very good messages inside the song that we could use to strengthen ourselves, because it is a new world, and you are amazing. What do I mean by that when I said it's a new world? It's no more pointing fingers at another person. and say, because of them, I'm not here. Because of them, I'm not there. It's a new world now. You have the information. You're able to take on the responsibility for yourself. It's no more passes. You can't do it. You know who you are. You talk to yourself every day. So you know what you could do. So we need to start definitely getting ourselves back in order and start taking on our responsibility. Now how I'm going to do this, I'm going to play a little clip of the song and, you know, the show is probably be roughly an hour show. So anyone who definitely have a chance, you can call in at 563-999-3682. Or we'll just click on the link and, you know, tune in as well and listen to or drop a comment in the comment box. We definitely will be noticed with a comment. I'll try to be able to get to the comments as well, too, so that way your voice can be heard. All right, let me get to this music here. His reign is far as your eyes can see. You know, a lot of people do get fired up, jealous, envy, when they see somebody else is being successful. When they see somebody else is doing something that they wish they could do, even though they could do it, but they are lazy, don't take the responsibility to do it. So you're watching them and watching how far they're going to go. That's why he say his range go as far as your eyes can see. You know, we do have a lot of envy and jealous people in this world. You know, I experienced it myself. And, you know, when you have people doing that, hating on you just because you're doing your thing, sometimes you just got to, you know, I don't want to say, you know, turn a blind eye because yours won't have the eye open. Just in case you need to protect yourself or put yourself in a better position, but you don't let things hinder you. You keep moving forward as you are progressing before you notice the hate coming your way. So you definitely have to always, number one, encourage yourself first. Don't wait for somebody else to encourage you. Encourage yourself first. Keep pushing yourself, keep motivating yourself, because you being your number one supporter means a whole lot. If you can't convince yourself you can do it, how could somebody else? So you definitely have to always push and encourage yourself and take your range to the furthest distance as it can go. We're going to continue with the sound bite here.
I'm a problem that I never, ever be taught
of. Now, I want to stop it right there. He said, I'm a monster, I'm a killer, I know I'm wrong, I'm a problem that would never be solved. See, sometimes in life, people look at you as a problem. And the perception that they're looking at, you are a monster, you are a killer, you are wrong. Because in their world, you don't go above a seven. See, seven, you stay at that level or under. But once you start exceeding higher than their expectation of what they have exceeded. You are all these things. You are all these things. And you are a problem that they can never solve because you are allowing that God inside you to now exceed you. Again, you are allowing that God inside you to exceed you. And once you exceed to human faculties that hold us down in the 3D world, then you become a problem that they cannot ever, ever solve. And this is why you call all these names. And this is why you call being wrong. So he's expressing what is happening, not that it's directly with him. I saw some of it is, but this is for everyone who choose to go above and beyond the level of the normal. You will be a problem with people, I'm telling you. It will happen. So don't be shocked. Don't be surprised. Just know that you're doing some spectacular stuff. You're doing some great stuff. You are amazing. It's a new world. It's a new world. No more mediocrity. No more just running the race to get along. Start allowing yourself to be that physical manifestation of that creator, God. And, you know, I want to break that down a little more. When you look at intelligent beings, they're all aspects of the creator. Let me go a little more further with this. If you choose to play a video game and you're controlling several characters, those characters cannot move or think for themselves. But you are the intelligence that is controlling and moving and directing those characters. So that mind that you have is from the creator. So the intelligence, you are the physical intelligent being of the creator. The mindset. Now, of course, you have those who have more wisdom of the Ancient of Days that had to come and help us to come back to the Ancient of Days teaching. But by nature, we have that information. We have to be reminded of the information that's in our DNA. But we are the aspect of the intelligent, living, physical being of the Creator, just like you are controlling the thought pattern of the characters inside the game. So we have to start aligning ourselves to our natural state. What is your role? You have to ask yourself, who am I? And what is my role? And if you already know who you are, start taking responsibility for your role. Because you are an amazing being. Why you are an amazing being? Because you are a part which makes you the creator, an aspect of the creator. Of course, no one is the ultimate form of the creator. Just say you take some water of the sea, that water of the sea is not all of the sea water, but it is a part of it which makes it the sea water. So we definitely have to start taking the responsibility of ourselves and who we are. I want us to really be encouraged. Really be encouraged. And let's start pushing a little harder. Because I know we push. I know we try. But let's go a little harder at it. The more you focus your mind, the energy, the thought pattern, your cells and your body, everything works towards that goal. The brain is a tool to figure out the 3D world on how to accomplish the goal that your thoughts want to happen. So we need to focus and stay focused, I'm telling you. You know, and I'm not gonna be trying to be, you know, spooky with it, because once you focus yourself, people around you feed off your energy. And once they see that energy, the determination that you radiating from you, most likely they may even chip in, help out. Wait a minute, I need to move with this person. This person going somewhere in life. People have to be around those who are successful or on the verge of becoming successful. And success don't mean that you're rich, have a big car, have a house. Success means that you're living the purpose of your life. If you're supposed to be a doctor at your purpose and you decide to be a lawyer, you're not successful. You never live your purpose of your life. That's what success is. When you're living the purpose of your life, and you definitely be great and amazing at it. And once people see that radiating from you, they want to be a part of that. And sometimes, yes, we cry out and say, oh, the money is not there. The money is not there. But guess what? The money ain't going to be there if you sit down and don't do nothing. See, money only comes when you move. Money comes when you do something to make it happen. And most of the times, you don't need money. You need favor. But people see that your mind is really focused and set properly. Favor comes upon you. People are willing to give. It ain't got to be money. They're willing to give to make sure whatever you're doing, they won't be a part of it. So we definitely have to be focused and know that we are amazing people. I'm going to play another part. The only thing he's afraid of is himself. The world is changing, which is true. Times are not the same no more. What happened in the 50s, the 40s, the 30s, the 20s, all of these, it's a whole different world we're in. It's a new world. We can't have our mindset 50 years ago. We can't be thinking in the past. 30 years ago, 20 years ago, it's a whole new world. That happened in 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, all the way up to how far you set your goal. See, the way you think is how far you set your goal. If you're going for 2000, at 23, you need to have a 2023 mindset and all to manifest that. You can't be saying, oh, well, in the next 5 years, I'm going to have this beautiful thing and I'm going to have this, but yeah, you live in 30 years in the past. It's not going to work. You live in 30 years in the past, but yet you want the future to come to you. You have to embody that thought, that mindset of what you want in order to get it. It's not about just writing it down and standing and wishing on it. And you said living 50 years ago. No, it won't work that way. It's a new world. And in this new world, you got to be a future realistic thinker. Got to think 5, 10 years in the future, not in the past. Again, you are amazing. And believe me, no matter what anyone say about you, you are a special being. You made it out of the billions and trillions of cells that try to make it, but you made it. And you're here for a reason. You do have a purpose. Let me say it. Like I always say to myself, when I try to slack off, I say try. I'm going to die one day, and you're going to die one day as well. Ain't just me. One day, you're going to meet that deathbed. The Grand Reaper is coming for you. So if you know this is going to happen, why not take the precious time that you have? It might be a week. It might be a month. It might be 50 years. We don't know. But take the time of being animated, moving around, your eyes open, you're breathing, and move forward towards your purpose, those goals that you set. Keep moving forward towards it, because when you hit that deathbed, you're going to wish that you did. Move forward on it. You are amazing. Know that you can do it. Know that once you set yourself for the future will come to you. Stop living in the past. Stop living on if he only did this, if she only did this, but she said that and caused me felt that way. Stop it. The only enemy you got is yourself. Everything else is an aspect of you to learn yourself. When someone do come at you the wrong way, guess what? You learn that's something that you don't like. It's all about learning yourself. If someone attacks you and you don't like that, you learn that's an attack that you don't like. It's all about learning yourself, even about them. You're learning yourself. This is why the universe provides these people in your life. And when you say, you know what, I want to go in this career, and then someone comes in your life to help you become stronger and go in that career you want to complete. Oh, she always doing this, he always doing that. But yet, you want to be in a certain career, but when these obstacles come to sharpen you, to put you to the fire, to be strong, to be the best as you could be in that career, you complain and went out. No, you're going to die one day. I don't know. How could I really embed that in your brain? You're going to die. So why not die trying? Before you close those eyes, and that's going to be the last time those eyes can close. Ain't nothing else after that. Don't fool yourself. Nobody came back and made no report after they passed away. No one came back that you could say made a report. So I'm telling you, be that amazing being that you are. Push forward. Continue accomplishing things beyond your wildest dreams. Don't let people discourage you, because it's going to come. People are going to say, oh, you can't do this. Oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, who you think you are? But they can't do it. They trapped in hell. They are trapped in hell. Can't accomplish nothing. I'm going to continue with the song.
You never took that from me. Never, ever be gone. No, you never took that from me. My only star is your identity. It's amazing. I'm amazing. I know it.
Now, I kind of played that part a little longer, but I just want you to know again that you are amazing. I know sometimes we feel we're not all that. Sometimes we feel we don't even deserve to be called amazing. We don't deserve to be called wonderful, somebody important. Why? Spend all that time looking at others to be amazing, others to be special, others to be all that, and bypass our own self. So sad is that. We bypass our own self and just look at other people, allowing our talent to just die like that. Not fair to yourself. Definitely not fair. We definitely have to really know. You know, and nothing wrong with saying believe, you know, I don't even use the word believe because I want you to really be strong in this. So I want this to happen. I don't just want it to be, well, yeah, I believe in, and that's it, and you know, then it opens like that. I really want you to push hard for this. Don't die with your talent attached to you. We're showing the world who you are. Let the world know who you are. Because you are somebody. You just needed to know how to go about expressing yourself. And sometimes, you know, we just need a word of encouragement. Sometimes we need people to be more practical with us. It all depends. Sometimes that's just how it is. But I'm here to tell you that it is a new world, and anything is possible in this world. Anything is so possible in this world, and you definitely can make it happen. Whatever you want in this world, you can make it happen. It can happen for you, and I know you may even be saying it's easy for me to say that, but I'm speaking from experience. I'm speaking from a disadvantaged point of view to life, but I didn't know how it was going to happen myself. But I stayed focused. I stayed focused. And because I stayed focused, it was able to...
I give it an opportunity to show itself. So that's how I know it's real. It ain't just a one-time thing. No, many times it has happened. So I want y'all over there definitely to think about what y'all want to do and really push. I mean, after you're going to die today and tomorrow's your last day. Push as if your life depends on it, because it does. See, everything you do right now, your life depends on it. It's going to determine the quality. We should not be hustling and trying to make it happen all of our life. I know it happens. I never fall short. Things happen. You pick yourself back up. But you definitely have to get in the mindset that when you wake up, I'm an amazing person. So today, I am amazing. Before you go to sleep, I am an amazing person. Keep letting yourself know that. Keep letting yourself know that. Because you are an amazing, truly amazing person. Maybe those are there who definitely want to call in again, you can always call 563-999-3682. That's 563-999-3682. You can definitely leave a comment in the chat box. Those who may want to reach me can always call Facebook at JESSUS. That's just us. Because we definitely have to do it. If you don't put on your work clothes, you're not going to get paid at the end of the week or at the end of the work payday. If you don't put on your work clothes, you're not going to get paid at the end of the work schedule payday. See, I really want us to focus on ourselves and improving ourselves. Because God's work going to matter at the end of the day. See, when you close, brothers and sisters, it's so frustrating sometimes to me because sometimes we act like we never close eyes. Sometimes we act as if we got so much time in the world. The things that you could do, get it done. Because you are amazing. It's a new world. In this new world, it's open. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. And the possibility don't mean it's at a click of your finger. Because if it was, everybody would be clicking. Everybody will be clicking. So I know definitely you are an amazing person. And definitely it is possible for whatever you want to do, you can definitely do it. And don't wait until you are at some old age or you are a disability. You know, but sometimes we think we have 100 years to go. Oh, I will do that, but let me wait 120 years and then I can do it. Come on, you know, even our health is at risk. Because if you're doing something that you don't love, you are stressed out mentally and physically, and your health factor is even at risk. I'm not saying you shouldn't work to a place that you don't like. What I am saying is, if you are there, make preparations to do what you want to do. Even if it takes writing a letter, getting a friend to help you out, but know that you're amazing and you can do amazing things. I see that there's a question. I'm definitely going to come in and you know, say a question or comment.
Hey, peace, brother. How you doing? Hello?
7578.
Hey, how you doing? It's Brother Garfield, man. How you doing?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me, brother? Hello? Hello?
You hear me?
Hello? Can you hear me, brother?
I guess everybody will be able to come inside, but again, we definitely want to be able to push ourselves to where We're happy with ourselves. I think it's the best way to say it. We're happy with ourselves. Because a lot of us are disappointed with ourselves. You talk about the OGI factor? People outside of you? A lot of us are disappointed with our own self. Angry, upset with ourselves. Just imagine that. You're angry and upset with yourself. Oh, yeah, it happens. People out there are angry and they're upset with their own self. So I'm definitely going to get encouraged. Those out there to know that you're amazing. Keep pushing. Keep developing yourself. You know, listen to encouraging vocals. Those of them who are doing their thing. You know, especially whatever the field you may want to be into. If somebody already created a path, I'm not saying you should follow them, you know, perfectly. But I'm saying is that the path is already created that works. Why not take a chance? And if the path that you're taking is not created, nobody with a self low feeling couple of times or getting results in one a couple of times. Definitely have to go and push. Tommy, you still there?
Hello? I always want people to know that no matter how hard it is or how hard you perceive it to be, let me say it like that.
No matter how hard.
Because it's really a perception. You know, we perceive it to be hard. Not that it is hard. We perceive things to be hard. We definitely have to think and say, is this what I want? And if that's what you want, you can definitely, definitely get it. I'm going to be the first to tell you, no one ever told you, you can get it if that's what you want. So don't never, ever, ever think that you can't. You can do it. Because we all are amazing. We all are God in our own right. We all are. There's no reason why you can't do it. There's absolutely no reason. Absolutely no reason why you cannot do it. Especially when you're in the position for it to happen. Let's start with the excuse and the blaming of other people. And let's start looking at ourselves and say, am I willing to push to the point where others can look at me and say, wow, that is amazing. So amazing. We definitely have to overcome our fears. Overcome if others are going to be watching me. What are they going to say? Because they ain't going to say nothing to you when you're dead. Matter of fact, they can't. You're not going to be conscious enough. At all conscious. You know what they say. So why aren't you in the world to live in? Let's be amazing. And let's do it together. Let's be amazing. And let's overcome these obstacles. You can definitely do it. I know you can do it. So just do it. Doing it don't mean, again, it's in the snap of a finger. But doing it means that you're taking those steps in the positive direction. So I want to thank, but first let me say again, anyone who definitely wanted to call in, probably is what, you know, say a comment or a question, you can dial 563-999-3682. We'll be about to wrap up very soon. You can definitely call in and, you know, give your piece or leave a message in the chat box. Problem, you still there? Problem, you hear me now? Oh, I just, I don't know, I couldn't hear you. Hello? You still there? Maybe, I guess it's some technical difficulties with this show tonight. Sometimes the new try to keep it above, keep it real. These things happen. You know, I just want to leave you all guys with the words on, it's a new world, and you are amazing.